This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Here's your guest lineup for today's show. Brian Keefe, Wizards coach. He'll join us at 7:25. And Jeff Ehrman, founder of InsiderSports.com, covers all things Maryland sports. He's on the show at 9:25.
Right.
So talk about something very interesting.
Yes, which I think we're going to discuss soon.
We're going to play the audio. We have head coach Kevin Willard from the University of Maryland.
They're
a four seed, talking about what's happening around him and with him. There's been a lot of rumors about him being wooed from Villanova, amongst other schools.
Didn't this all kind of come about like within the last week or so?
Yeah, this is
like,
all of a sudden
hit a fever pitch.
It's been gaining steam in the last week.
Yeah, because I know I was unaware for the first few days.
But it's been a situation for 3 years.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. There's been a lot of things brewing behind the scenes.
So he's upset. Relationship with the AD strained. NIL money, even hotel stays. So here's a little of Kevin Willard talking about it. We can pause it and then break it down in parts because I think he spoke for nearly 3 minutes.
Obviously, your name has come up as a candidate for various positions because Maryland has done so well this year. Have you felt compelled to address any of that with your team at all about your future at Maryland?
Yeah, I've addressed it with them directly. I'll say this. This is Damon and I talked on Sunday night right before Selection Sunday. He gave me a term sheet right before Selection Sunday. I really wasn't focused on it. Been focused on this team and this. Damon's talked to my agent. I talked to Damon this morning at length about where we are. Obviously, it's difficult right now because I think we know his situation. He's probably going to SMU, so it's kind of tough to negotiate with somebody that's maybe not here. But I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done because I want to see I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship, but there's things that need to change. When you're at a place for 3 years and you put your heart and soul into it, you kind of sit there and say, okay, wait a second, for us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years.
Can you pause it right there?
Well, going back before what you're going to say, the fact that he just outed what Damon Evans is doing, like before it became
before
public.
Before the school didn't announce it.
Yeah. Right, that he's on the move, potentially moving to SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was very noteworthy.
It's a great presser.
Well, yeah, this is riveting.
Yeah.
I mean, what a power move. Huh?
And this isn't even, we haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
Well, the NIL money, you don't really know how much money each team has nowadays, right? It's not like the NFL, where there's a salary cap and there's equity. You suspect certain programs have more NIL money than others, but it's not really out there for public consumption.
But what he's telling you is Maryland's toward the bottom, and that has to change going forward, or he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
Is basically he's saying our NIL positioning has got to be better going forward, or I'm going to be somewhere where it is, where I know it's going to be better.
Yeah. Right? And it's also a little confusing. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm confused with the NIL and then the ability for players to earn endorsements. Mm-hmm. Like, there's that, that could be a big side piece of it, too. I don't know how locked in Maryland is and all that and helping kids get endorsements. You know, I have no idea.
Well, yesterday, for example,
if you see all
Ron Rivera,
yeah,
ex Commander's coach, was officially named the general manager for his alma mater.
Right.
I don't think Maryland has one.
No, but it could be something that they're looking into. You know, I think most schools.
Yeah, more schools.
I think especially the big schools will probably start doing that.
I know a buddy that was like interviewing for Georgetown's like a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But it's interesting that, and I don't know what Damon Evans did for the school, bad or good, but it was an interesting hire and kind of a controversial hire because of what happened
at
Georgia.
Checkered history, yeah.
I mean, he was at Georgia for 6 or 7 years as an AD, but remember, he essentially got fired because of the DWI and the young girl was in the car and she got arrested and all that stuff. I mean, there was a checkered past there. And of course, he comes from Georgia when that's predominantly a football school. So he's kind of used to, you know, all that money going to the football program.
Right.
So that's just something that he's probably been dealing with for his entire tenure as an AD.
Well, it's also,
but it's changed.
Yeah.
You know, everything's changed. So
it's also I think it's a Maryland thing, though.
I think it's an interesting hire for SMU. I don't know how great a hire that is.
Well, we'll see how that works. But just relating to here, and we talked about it many times in the past, Gary O's had an issue with the football program getting more attention than the basketball program and not enough attention and not enough resources. I mean, this is a long-standing College Park issue.
Very similar.
Right.
You know, what I would say about Damon Evans' job is you're the athletic director of all the programs. And I think, by and large, Maryland's been successful, whether it's soccer and lacrosse, but people really only care about two sports.
Well,
and it's men's football and men's basketball.
Well, the AD has to focus on those two because those are the revenue generators. Those are the big ones.
I'm just saying, to be fair, like for an athletic director, you really should look at all the other programs and they've won national championships and they have successful programs and all that stuff. They might be one of the most successful in the Big Ten, but their football can't draw and they're mediocre. Yeah.
That's what you have to drill down on.
We like Loxley, but his record hasn't been great.
I'm glad the field hockey team has won a bunch of natties. That's great.
Right.
But they're not putting the butts in the seats. The drivers are men's hoops and football. Like those are the ones that you got to tend to the most. All right, so we have more audio from Terps coach Kevin Willard.
So that's first and foremost. I also have to make a fundamental change where I can do the things that I want to do with my program. You know, I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive. So there's fundamental things I'm fighting for my team and my program. It's not so much about me. It seems that I want to make sure that whatever we do going forward, we're successful and we're successful at the highest rate. So I'm confident that we'll get things done. It's a little difficult right now, I'm not going to lie. I'm confident that no matter who we're negotiating with at the end of the day, this program is going to be in a great spot. And that's really my focus is this tournament, this team, and this program.
That I have to say, that example's I don't feel super like terrible for him for that one example. I mean, there do have to be some budgetary restraints. At some point, you can't just...
Yeah, but it's Maryland.
Yeah, but if I'm him, I'm going to...
It's Big Ten money.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
It's Big Ten network money.
I'd go to Damon
money.
Evans or whoever the AD
could've is come
say,
up with
I bet
a
you the football team would have been able to stay.
Maybe.
I'd be like, the whole reason...
come up with a better
the
one.
The whole reason they left the ACC to go to the Big Ten was they had a financial windfall awaiting them.
Yeah.
Every year. And if I'm Willard, I'm like, I'm not asking to stay an extra week. I'm asking to stay one more night. And you're it makes them look like a mid to lower tier program that you can't foot that bill.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I understand. But so just to play devil's advocate, and I believe me, I'm sure the basketball program's not getting the resources they need.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, should Willard just be able to do whatever he wants with the team?
Depends on how many games he wins.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's part of
it. Like, we've always had budgetary issues at Maryland.
I understand. We're
not Duke and North Carolina or whatever.
That's fine. But if I'm Willard,
UCLA in terms
of Willard,
revenue.
I don't care about everything that's happened in the past. I care about now, and I'm going to go to Evans or whoever the AD is and say, sorry, you got to lean on Kevin Plank and the biggest donors to get more money in here.
Can I say this about this? Willard's acting like he's already Gary Williams.
I know.
He hasn't advanced to a Sweet 16. Not one time, Cakes, has he been to the Sweet 16.
It doesn't matter.
It's such a power
move. It doesn't matter.
He's got, ridiculous.
He has leverage. You think he doesn't have juice? He's got Damon Evans on the way out. Right?
I understand.
He's got him on a flight to Dallas.
I find it kind of ridiculous.
He's got the hammer right here.
Why, Damon Evans might be just impossible to work with.
No. Damon Evans is a... So, I've met the guy a couple times. He's a nice guy, but he's kind of thought of as a clown.
He's probably a BSer.
He's a handshaking guy.
Yeah. He's a politician.
Yes, trust me.
He kind of reminds me of someone else that was in sports here recently.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm tracking with you, but
I think I'm sure I
agree with you.
He's probably a BSer.
Damon Evans, he gone.
Have fun in Dallas.
That's 3 years too late.
That ship has sailed.
I'm on Kevin Willard's side.
100%.
I don't care if he hadn't been to a Sweet 16. He's been there 3 years.
Yeah.
He's been here 3 years. Give him a chance. Give him some resources.
It's not like he's been here for 5 minutes and realizes there's issues with the program.
Yeah.
He's been here for 3 seasons. He sees fundamental issues that he feels like need to be corrected.
I don't know.
I understand he's not Gary.
I think he's a good coach, and I'm on his side in this, but he's acting like he's Rick Pitino or John Calipari now.
To be
in the top 10, this is ridiculously generous, to be in the top 10 coaches paid, which is what supposedly he wants, shouldn't you have a top 10 program?
He's trying to get there.
No, it doesn't matter
what
boss is willing to pay you.
I understand how it works, but he's not
market.
Bill Self. He's not Tom Izzo.
So he can still complain about how...
Nobody in this room is saying he is.
He can still complain about how difficult it is to work with those people. And if it's difficult to work with those people, you're going to talk to other companies.
Right.
A la Villanova.
That want you.
That's fair.
Other companies that are
willing to give you more property.
Right.
And if that's the case, then and that's going to be a more comfortable situation, you're going to leave.
Right.
But now that Damon Evans is gone, all right, things are going to change a little bit.
Let's hope. Because a lot of these issues go way before Damon Evans, and he's a clown. Yeah. I am not standing on the table for Damon Evans at all. But we'll see. This has been an issue at Maryland for the 30
Kevin Willard
years.
Apparently the new athletic director in College Park.
Oh yeah, he's the big dog.
He's the big dog on the block now.
Good luck getting people to fill the stadium for a football game.
Well, he might delegate that to one of his lieutenants. But he's got the power right now in College Park.
Because that's been an issue, as EB says, for 30 years.
It has been for a long time. Understood.
Yeah. But it's wild.
It is that he's just airing the dirty laundry out
there.
Wild. Like 20 hours before the Terps take the court.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just one example of probably 4 million.
I'm sure.
I wish it came out,
and everyone says, oh, that's not that big of a deal. Well, okay, maybe that particular example is not a big of a deal, but there could be a lot of other stuff going on that we don't know about that you'd say, oh, really? I mean, come on. You got to treat your basketball program and your coach and your team better than that.
Does it make you nervous
that
about...
That goes without saying. I'm just saying, me personally, I haven't read anywhere else that anybody doesn't like that example. That example, to me, just struck... Not the greatest example.
Does it make you nervous about them on the court today?
Not really. I think the kids are probably above it. The kids don't care. They just got to play well.
You know what I
mean? Like, I don't think it affects the kids.
You don't think it becomes a distraction?
No. I don't think those kids care. The guys are going to be there for 3 months. They're on their way out.
Derek Queen has maximum 6 games left in the Terps uniform. Maximum.
Those guys don't care.
Just like Damon Evans, he gone.
Yeah.
He's going to make NBA millions.
As long as their pockets are straight.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a distraction.
I think they better win today, or it'll be a big talking point.
Well, it'll be bad if they lose.
Don't flop against against the Lopes.
Oh, Willard's going to get killed for the distraction.
Right.
If they lose to Grand Canyon, no doubt. But I think the fact that a coach comes out there, and I'm sure they had all these conversations in private, but he came out there and said, "This is the way it's happening."
Right.
Maryland fans. Donors, we need to make changes.
Only reason why I say that is I've just been around programs where, like, they don't even get to stay in hotels the day before a game. They have to drive 5 hours. You know, it's mid-major stuff that I've been around.
It's a
different level.
That's
a real complaint.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even get a night before. You have to drive 5 hours and then play.
Yeah.
Or, you know, those kind of inconveniences are real. To stay an extra one because you want to celebrate Christmas with your team, I'm sympathetic to it. I've just seen a lot worse. I'm sure there are.
But what if there were situations where they had an opportunity to get a player, a basketball player, if they had just come up with a little bit more money, but they decided, you know, that some of that money is going to a DB on the football team.
I'm certain that's happened.
Or a linebacker or an offensive line. I'm certain that's happened. You know?
Yeah, I'm certain. No doubt.
So I'm sure that's probably come up too.
No doubt.
It's crazy how it works nowadays.
I know. It's insane. Yeah,
that's why you need a general manager.
Willard and Loxley in the same room battling over the revenue pie.
That's why you need a GM.
Sure.
Especially at the Big Ten level.
Right.
All right, let's go real quick to Joe in Manassas. If you want to chime in, of course, you can always chime in throughout the show. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks? I love the show as always.
Thank you, Joe.
And it's kind of sad, honestly. Like, I know he's like, you know, this is how he feels, but like you said, to be bringing this out and like, If I was a recruit, like if I was a big time player, and I was like, why would I ever go to Maryland when he's saying the coach is actually saying this, like they don't even value us as a team? Like, wouldn't that hurt?
Money.
Well, here's money. If they offer you the most money, you would go, Joe.
Yeah, they're gonna give you $250,000 to play.
That,
all right,
but like the extra, the traveling, the extra.
Well, that's
stuff
what
that
he's lobbying for.
Yeah.
He used this forum to get it out there to the wealthy Maryland donors and that ecosystem so they can pony up a little more.
That also hits the ears of college basketball or high school basketball players that are like, okay, why would I want to go to Maryland?
High school basketball is almost over. It's transfer portal for the top teams.
Yeah.
Look at that team, okay? Derek Queen, high school player.
Yeah.
But the rest of their top dogs pretty much transfers.
Guys, dude, they're going to be the red carpet rolled out. Like, what do you mean? Why would you go to Walmart? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
So
like,
you're basically saying it's a bad look. You're upset. You think it's a bad look? Okay, I think that's fair. I don't know what the impact it would have, but I think that's a fair perspective.
I don't know what the pluses.
Hey, have a great day. Happy Friday, boys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy
Joe.
The games today.
Thank you.
Didn't we have somebody on the show basically say that recruiting is a lot easier nowadays? Mm-hmm. It's almost that you give them an offer sheet.
Give them a number.
Yeah.
I know. But that's at the elite level. Mm-hmm. You know, I think.
Well, Maryland's trying to be in the elite level.
100%. No doubt. No doubt.
About to make him a top 10 highest paid coach.
I don't blame Kevin Willard for wanting the best. Right. He wants the best. He wants to win a national champ. Like, I agree with all that.
Yep.
Like, I'm admirable. I admire it. But he's running the show over there. Yeah,
but remember, things are changing with the NIL because before next year, the way it currently stands, the NIL, you have to build that collective and pay the players from the collective.
Right.
Now the schools can pay the players at a $22 million cap.
Mm-hmm.
Now a team like GW is not going to put $22 million into their basketball team.
Yeah.
All right. But they don't have football.
But Alabama is. And Auburn are.
Yes.
Those teams are going to do that.
But since the school can now start paying the players at a bigger number, you can start divvying up the money a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go out and pay some players a little bit more on the basketball level, you can do that.
I could be wrong, but I believe the number like 2 years ago when I was talking to somebody with NIL in Maryland, it was like $2 million total.
You mean
for everything?
You mean for football
NIL
and basketball?
Money. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, stratospheres away from $22 million. Like, not even.
That's why Hunter Dickinson didn't go to Maryland. He went to Kansas.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hunter Dickinson was very interested in Maryland. That's a fact.
He got knocked out by the Hogs last night.
Yeah, it was a bad year for them.
He's sent packing.
I believe he had a big turnover in the game that cost him.
Well, he also missed a three, too. But, I mean, he's not a great three-point shooter. Anyway, but that's another story. But he goes to Kansas. One reason, he said, I can maybe win a national championship.
Yeah. But also, he got paid.
And he got paid.
Correct. Yeah.
Now he can play wherever he plays and just add to it.
If you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on The Fan.